When Neocon Newland says jump, generals ask, how high? It's about killing Russians, and Noodleman gives the marching orders.
Even as Ukraine is building a more peaceful, democratic, independent nation across 93% of its territory, Crimea and parts of Ukraine, of eastern Ukraine, have suffered a reign of terror. In eastern Ukraine, Russia and its separatist puppets have unleashed unspeakable violence and pillage. This is a manufactured conflict controlled by the Kremlin, fueled by Russian tanks and heavy weapons, and financed at Russian taxpayers' expense.
You liar. There's no reign of terror by Russia in Crimea. They prefer Russia to DC-led Kiev. The reign of terror is waged by Newland's neo-Nazis, who slaughtered civilians in East Ukraine and are now engaged in mass arrests in Konstantinovka. That's Noodleman's democracy in action. But the real reign of terror is back home, where generals make a living out of killing.
It's game, set, and match in the Ukraine. The only way the United States can have any effect in this region and turn the tide is to start killing Russians by killing so many Russians that even Putin's media can't hide the fact that Russians are returning to the motherland in body bags.
What do you expect from a general who takes orders from a Jew? Noodleman nods her head and the bombs start flying. Sanctions fly too.
Throughout this conflict, the United States and the EU have worked in lockstep to impose successive rounds of tough sanctions, including sectoral sanctions on Russia and its separatist cronies, as the costs for their actions. Our unity with Europe remains the cornerstone of our policy towards this crisis and a fundamental source of our strength.
But you said F the EU. Now Kiev's getting F'd by the IMF. It's the same tribe that wrote the sanctions on Russia, Jacob Lew and David Cohen. Whether it's killing or sanctioning, it's all part of a Jewish script. America was once Christian. Now it's run by Jews. That's why Christian Russia is now Jewish America's number one enemy. And brainless generals march to a neocon tune.